It would have been then, while you were in high school, December 7th, 1941 came along.
Yes, it did.
I figured you to be about 17 years old at that time.
I was 17 years old when it came along.
What do you remember about that day?
I remember being in the commandant's office. I was also the regimental adjutant, so I would come to the commandant's office for my instructions to read off at the various areas. And a faculty officer broke in and said, "Major, the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor." And I thought, Pearl Harbor's in Alaska, I think. Yeah, well, that was a remarkable day. It changed the life of everyone involved, certainly mine.
A nervousness or fear?
My remembrance of Pearl Harbor and the subsequent months after that was one of excitement. By excitement, I mean that all of us had heard about World War I, and here was something that we were going to be involved in. I don't remember being intelligent enough to be apprehensive, frankly. It was an excitement.
You did become leadership later on in the war days, but you must have displayed that in high school because of the positions you just talked about. You were selected.
A little bit. There were others far more advanced and capable than I, far more. Many of them retired as generals that I do.
Mm-hmm. You needed to be 18 to enlist. But did many of the boys there say, "We're gung-ho, we want to go right now"?
Yeah.
Yourself included, probably,
yeah.
And probably would have if you'd been of age.
And some of them left school to enlist, yeah. Those that were 18, yeah.
Yeah, they could have been before they
some
graduated.
Some of them were older than I.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But then, ultimately, you did enlist in 1942. And then you were 18. Was it upon your 18th birthday, or wasn't that hasty?
Many, many of the influential people in the oil fields were Oklahoma people, as you might imagine. And many of the engineers had gone to the University of Oklahoma. It somehow evolved that after I graduated from high school, as not yet 18, I was enrolled at the University of Oklahoma down in Norman and thought it was wonderful. But again, and this probably sounds screwy, but it's true, that the whole time I was at the university until I became 18, I was anxious to go. Now, what does that sound like? But it was true. Many, many people were.
It was a patriotic call?
I guess it was. You didn't think of it so much as patriotic, or I didn't, but as an adventure. You know, this was something only happened to you once.
What was going to be the focus of your studies at OU when you enrolled there?
Engineering.
So you were going to go into the oil field, perhaps?
That was my father's hope, yes. And 18 years old, I didn't give it much thought.
But it was
enrolled in engineering.
It was a likely path.
Mm-hmm.
What day did you enlist?
I was called into the service on December 23rd, if you can picture that. 2 days before Christmas, sent to Camp Walters, Texas, outside of Fort Worth, for basic training. Subsequently left there for Fort Benning, Georgia, to Infantry Officers Candidate School. Graduated from Officers Candidate School as a second lieutenant in the infantry, and sent to Camp Swift, Texas, ultimately to a training division, 102nd, subsequently was sent overseas, first to England, and then to Northern Ireland as a second lieutenant in the 5th Infantry Division. It's hard to imagine troops in Northern Ireland, but there were a significant number of American soldiers in Northern Ireland, and we left there shortly after D-Day in Normandy to go to Utah Beach. There were two American beaches, Utah and Omaha. We went to Utah. Omaha is the famous one, but there was activity both places.
And your parents were in South America.
Parents were in South America, yeah.
And they couldn't come back to
couldn't
the United States.
Couldn't get out.
So you hadn't seen your parents in a number of years.
That's right.
Did you write letters? Did you stay in touch with them?
Yes, I wrote letters. They were called V-mail. It's a form. You're overseas now at this time. You'd write your letter on it, and it would be microfilmed and sent back to the United States, I suppose, then re-photographed into a larger format and sent wherever. the dilemma was that there was almost no correspondence between my parents in South America and the rest of the world. I mean, how would you send a letter through places that were infested with German U-boats, which the Caribbean was, you know? So they maybe got a few letters, but not many.
Many of them you saw.
I never got,
Nor were they returned to sender.
No, I don't think so. But truthfully, intercourse between the United States and South America was minimal.
Yeah.
Minimal.
So then you're part of the 5th Infantry Division.
5th Infantry Division.
How did you come to Normandy?
We boarded a ship in Belfast, Northern Ireland, sailed down the Irish Sea. I remember going around what's called Land's End in England. It's a very tip end of England out there. I remember seeing it off to my left, then went into Normandy. We thought we were going to Norway. One of the really amazing things about World War II was how the Americans, who notoriously can't keep a secret, kept D-Day a secret. The Germans were amazed, flabbergasted, surprised that we kept it a secret, but we did. It was a case called Fortitude, but they persuaded the Germans that there was a whole new army building in southern England that was going to invade one place, and we went to another place. It was a remarkable occurrence.
June 6th was the invasion of Normandy of 1944, and you're on a ship. Did you know that Eisenhower and his troops were invading at that time, or were you kept from that information? And also, did you know the loss of life and how it didn't go all that well on June 6th?
No.
You didn't know any of that?
None of that, no. We didn't. When we left Belfast, Northern Ireland, army rumors are a wonderful thing. Our rumor was that we were going to Norway. We didn't know where we were going. When we landed in France, we were surprised.
Because the Germans had invaded Norway.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been logical for you to think,
well, made some sense.
We know why we're going to Norway.
We didn't know why.
Which my ancestors were living there at that time and experienced that invasion.
Really? They did?
Right.
They were there when the Germans invaded Norway.
Right.
Huh?